back, getting set up here. This is Kyle or Holy Macaroni or Epoch Sec. Didn't schedule this space that far in advance at all. Only a couple of hours. I wasn't sure what time I'd have available this evening. But I'm just kind of opening a open forum Twitter space and just dedicating an hour of my evening to see if anybody hops in and has any questions or needs any help, IT related, cybersec or infosec related. So if you're listening to this recording, I have no idea what the content will be today. I might talk a couple of minutes about Google Forms and that kind of thing, but not a huge agenda today. Just dedicating my time to see if anybody needs help. So again, if you're listening to the recording, I usually tell people to skip ahead by 5 or 10 minutes because that's about how long it takes for the things to get flowing. But today I just don't know, so skip around all over the place. See if you find some good content. All right, I will probably be on mute or at least not saying anything for the next 5 or 10 minutes until I get going here. Okay, if you're listening to the recording, I'm 5 minutes in, probably giving it 5 more minutes and then I'll get started and going over some things on my mind and see if anybody hops in and needs any help. But yeah, I'll probably be on mute or just sniffling. had to mute my computer. I'm on my Holy Macaroni account too. Okay, so while we'll wait, I'm here. I'll go ahead and get started, and I'll just cover some things on my mind lately. Well, first of all, just a bit of an update. I recorded this morning a my first of a series I'm going to be doing on YouTube for general operating system hardening. So hardening really just simply, in a different way of putting it, improving the security on your systems, the security of, your activity, what you're doing, and some things you can do and tools you can use to, practice better security and safety on Windows, on Linux, just general operating system stuff, all from user accounts all the way to creating your own VPN, a myriad of topics. So the video I did this morning, and it's already public on YouTube at just youtube.com/@epochsec, right? You'll find my YouTube channel. So I've really just done an intro video. I have a video up there on understanding what file hashes are, and now I started my operating system hardening stuff. So the video I did today, I have yet to actually say that. It was r an overview of all of the different things you could do from a general operating system perspective, from a Windows perspective, and a Linux perspective. So I went through all of those. I talked about each topic for a couple of minutes each. And now what I'll start doing are short videos going through each one of those. Some of the videos might be demos for some of the easier things and things I'll set up in a VM lab. Some of the other things might be discussions and pointing you to already existing demos or information instructions, things like that. But the first one I did today, that overview is about 20 something minutes long, and there was just a lot to cover. I think there's a lot of good information in there for you to get started. But then the subsequent videos, hoping to keep them anywhere from the 5 to 12 minute range, right? I'll be kind of set up beforehand, and I'll just show you like demo or talk about the exact thing that I want to talk about. And I'll just go through the list, and I might, well, I guess I won't go through the list in order, but I'll select different things out of there. I think like the first thing I'll do is showing you talking about user accounts, managing them on Linux and also managing them on Windows. And so like for instance, when you first start up Windows and it goes through the whole setup phase, if you will, it's very persistent and tricky about getting you to choose a Microsoft account, which is an online account, where where I said, and I'll kind of walk through how to instead set up a local account. That first account would be an administrator account. Then I'll show you how to set up a second account with less privileges, right? And then on Linux, I'll show you how to manage a root account, disabling SSH access for things like that, and then creating your secondary account, so forth. And that's just one example. There's a lot on there. See if I can. I'll go through the list right now. So, and then talking about software and managing that, hardware, maybe disk encryption, that sort of thing. VPN, I already have a video I've done. I actually got a volunteer from the community from Intuo Pool, Cynical, or I think is he has the Delta symbol. Anyway, he's in the Cardano community. He runs the Intuo Pool, and I got him on a video and had him walk through a WireGuard setup. So then I'll probably do that again for OpenVPN, and maybe I'm not super familiar with Tailscale. I've used it, but yeah, it's not really a VPN, but it is kind of a secure direct tunnel connection. It's Sunday night, so I'm probably, it's probably not the best way to explain it, but it's not I wouldn't look at it as like a VPN, but it's something pretty cool. And then I might even show how to use And again, this is not a VPN thing either, but setting up the tunnels in Cloudflare. Last time I checked, I'm pretty sure it's free. You just have to have a domain, and it's kind of a way for you to securely access your network from outside of your net home network, right? But yeah, those are some things I'll cover, and then I'll talk about your home, the home network in general, and yeah, there's quite a few things on here, and I'll walk through like kind of a checklist that I use for any time I start up a new Linux server, and so forth, right? Then I'll be doing I'll probably be intermingling another series at the same time as well, and kind of do one and go back to the other and go back to the other flip-flop, right? But the other ones will be around just general security practices that you can do as an individual, and tools that you can use to aid you along that, I like to say a lot, aid you along that quest of being secure and safe, right? So I'll be doing that on YouTube for the foreseeable future. And things like that, like around the WireGuard, for example, I will be creating documents for it, and putting that up on my site. I've also been working with a lady named Jane in the security field and also in the Cardano community. She's been writing up a very nice professional article for me to share with the community. I think that's about complete, and we're just going through the last step right now, and then I'll be sharing that pretty soon. I've also been very busy helping individuals and teams too. That's why I've really only been doing one Twitter space a week for the last few weeks or so, because the most of my free time that I've dedicated to this project has been with the teams and individuals, which is great, right? I'm directly helping people, so that's kind of the goal. But I do want to make sure I do one of these spaces at a minimum every week to at least dedicate a little of my time for, just a general community on Twitter, and if anybody wants to hop in and ask me anything or bring something up, so. A lot, most of the time I'll have topics to discuss in here. This time I don't. I'll talk about Google Forms and maybe anything else that comes to mind. But yeah, this again, it's really just for me, just blocking off an hour of my time and being available for anybody, right? Yeah, then I'll go over some other security topics around, RBAC, role-based access. Rule-based access, so it's role and then rule, and then maybe some. I might even talk about some ITIL fundamentals if you're familiar with that term. Basically, long story short, structuring an IT environment within a business, right? So, as people are building tools and applications on Cardano, they obviously have a business and they have teams, and the best ways to effectively manage that. Maybe if your team is very large, like maybe Liquid has a large team and some other people where JPEG Store, right? They seem to have a lot of people where you kind of structure the IT flow, right? Like, what does the physical environment look like? How do you manage the team? How do you manage CABs, exchange advisory boards, change requests, all sorts of things like that. I don't know. I just thought of that. That might be something I do. What else? Let's see. Yeah. Oh, and then I'll be doing a probably an entry video on really an in-depth overview of guiding people that want to get into cybersecurity or info security, or information security, around things you should learn, things you should start out with, how to find that information, certificates, different job roles and career paths you can look at, and entry-level jobs to look at, all sorts of things like that, right? Kind of the flow of how to start that journey, and I guess you could probably look at it as like at least your first few years in the field as well. So really from the very beginning, and you're kind of when you're still new to the field. So I'll be doing a video on that and probably turn it into a series to help people that want to get into the field, right? I've had a few people already reach out to me and ask me a bunch of questions. So if you go to my website, I already have a document on that. So I'll probably use that document as my structure, as my foundational structure for this YouTube series. So there's a few different series I have planned, and then I'll probably sprinkle in other things too. Maybe if large topics come up that I think it'd be valuable to go over and explain to the community. I don't plan on doing videos just for views, I won't be highlighting. Like, yeah, right. I won't be highlighting things just to highlight them and an engagement farm or anything like that. So, let's see here. I'm gonna pause for a minute and speaking. I've gotten some notifications here. I haven't really had anybody join yet, but again, it's Sunday evening and I did not plan this in advance. But yeah. So if you're listening to the record, I'm just taking a break from talking for a minute and drink some water. It's been just another long day. Oh, I guess I'm just randomly thinking of things to bring up if you're still listening to this. There's a guy I've been watching, and this is not a promotion or anything. It's just something that I personally watch as over the last few months. Network Chuck. If you look him up, he goes over, I mean, just an absolute ton of great things. I mean, he talks about I can't even begin. I mean, it's just so many different things. I use that. I look his videos up for all sorts of different things. He just did a video recently too on cybersecurity. I thought that was kind of interesting because I don't think that's his field of expertise, but the guy knows a lot of stuff, and his videos are structured very well. They're enjoyable, and I learned a lot from him. Like when I was st first starting off learning Bash and Python, I learned a lot from his initial training videos on that. I learn about different things that I'm not aware of from him a lot. Like he did a video not some time ago that I just watched about NASes, right? Network storage, and he mentioned a brand called Synology. I've never even heard of them. I haven't tried them out yet, so I can't give my personal opinion, but I'm definitely going to check that out. It seemed very cool and a very nice setup, and that's where also I could probably I learned about that Cloudflare tunnel thing from him. I probably should have already known that, but I didn't. And then, man, I don't even know. Just so many cool things. I learned how to quickly set up my own local site on Linux before I knew how to do that. Different tools I wasn't familiar with, like HPing 3, Sephira, BYOB, stuff for ethically hacking my sites and stuff. And and I learned different things about setting up VMs and Docker and so forth, right? So anyway, there's a lot of people on YouTube with a lot of information, but that's one person I've been personally watching lately, and it's great. Yes, you are. Hey, man. I just have an open mic going right now. If anybody wants to, I'm not sure I've met you before, but I just open an hour of my time at every week to just kind of give people general information security, cybersecurity support, help answer questions, so people can use. Sometimes they hop in and stay. Sometimes they just hop in and leave, and hop in and ask their question and leave. Yeah, again, this is just an hour of my time set aside to help them in a field that I professionally work in. So if you want to hop up and ask anything, or if you were just checking out my space, there's not a lot going on tonight, but you're welcome to hop up and ask anything if you have something. Not sure. You're not a request, but I will just invite you up, and if you accept, then I'll know you have something. If not, that is totally okay. Let me make sure that worked. I'm not sure that went through. Anyway, yeah, I sent you, Garcia, I sent you a request. Again, hop up if you want. If you don't, that's totally fine. But yeah, I usually do have a topic to fill in the dead air for when people aren't here or join and leave. But this week I was too busy making my YouTube videos and stuff, so I didn't really have a topic for this Twitter space. If you do want better content or information, go check out my YouTube page. It's just, if you go to YouTube and just search EpochSec, you'll see the same logo I have here. And yeah, I just put a video up there today for operating system hardening. So if you're interested in that, I went through various topics and for general hardening, Linux and Windows hardening, and it was kind of a 20-something minute overview video. And what I'll be doing here in the near future is breaking down each item and demoing them so people know how to do it. Yeah, see, so you hopped up. Do you have anything for me? Garcia, I see you hopped up as speaker. Do you have anything? How are you
Can you
doing?
hear me now?
I can hear you great.
Okay.
Yeah, how are you?
Yes, I was muted. Fine, thanks. So I just hopped in the space just to hear. I saw you were talking about
Yeah.
being related to cybersecurity and Cardano, and I'm interested in those topics. Actually, I don't have anything related to Cardano to ask, but maybe I'm interested in starting to learn something about cybersecurity.
Okay.
I don't know if you have any recommendations on where to start. I'm a civil engineer, so I have some background in mathematics, and but not so much in any other field. I know how to code some basic things for Excel or something like that, but not much. That's almost
Okay.
everything.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, so yeah, I'll give you some I'll spit off some advice here, but before I do that, I actually wrote a document. If you two things, I would go ahead and check out my YouTube page, right? But also, if you go to my website, epochsec.io, you can go to my so go to epochsec.io, go to the information feed, and then you'll see my documents right there. And go to click on the documents box and scroll down. You'll see a cybersecurity entry level cybersecurity document, and it's kind of a mentoring document on things you should learn and know, and how to get into cybersecurity, and kind of different job roles you can look at and career paths you can look at, and things like that, right?
Okay, great.
But yeah, go ahead and check that out. Also, so since you're here, real briefly at like a high level, cybersecurity really is being a jack of all trades in kind of all of IT, right? Where it's really important to know what firewalls and how firewalls work, right? Or knowing what ISPs are, or rather IPS is, right? What is an intrusion prevention system? Knowing basic networking information, right? What is a domain? What is a network? What is a VLAN? Knowing, how to, basic things like subnetting and what are IP addresses and how do you identify, what's the difference between IPv4 and 6 and just all of these basic concepts. So the first thing I would start off with is just YouTubing and looking up things like general IT information, or looking up how is a business's network set up, or maybe Googling and researching what are the different components within a company's infrastructure, right? Because you have your help desk team, you have your developer teams, you have your you have HR, you have your executive teams, and there's a lot of different things that go into each one of those teams, for example, right? And then I also kind of mentioned, also, what are web gateways or web proxies, or what are the different options for email gateways and email proxies? So just start off by learning a bunch of general concepts, a bunch of general concepts about IT, right? And then after that, then you can start looking into more specific cybersecurity topics, like what are the one idea I've given to people before is look up security vendors, right? Look at the most popular security vendors that companies use. In crypto, a lot of people use their own tool, tools out there like Cloudflare and stuff like that. But in traditional businesses, they're using McAfee or they're using CrowdStrike or FireEye, things like that. So, to get started off in cybersecurity, one thing I'd suggest to people is go look up those companies and see what kind of products and solutions they have. Then start learning more about those solutions, right? Because all of the solutions are, I guess, generally the same, right? Where, if one company offers a firewall, then you can say, well, they offer a firewall, an IPS, and a web gateway. Now let me go learn what those are used for and kind of in general how they work. So things like that. Now another good way to really kick off your knowledge is to start training for basic level security certificates. Like CompTIA has the Security Plus and the Network Plus. By studying for those, whether you get those certificates or not is one thing, but studying for them will teach you a lot of the basic security fundamentals and information, right? So that's one good thing to do. That will lead you down the rabbit hole of learning more things, right? You'll get a lot of information out of that so that you can now you know what you need to know, right? And then you can start branching off from there. Another thing I would do is look at the different career paths in cybersecurity and maybe pick a couple and start learning more about those and digging into that, right? Like if you're into auditing and compliance, or if you like to dig into malware, maybe you want to get into forensics, right? If you wanted to do that, I would start digging into like what a company named Mandiant does, and start learning about forensics investigations and things like that. You can do that, and then spinning off of that, if you can also, if you got good, if you were into forensics, you could also look at going into cybercrime, right? Or you could look at architecting. So I work with a lot of architects where they go to a company, and the company says, "Hey, I need you to look at my security stuff that I have in my IT network, and let me know." What are the things I need to add or improve on, and how to do that, right? And the architect will help design all of that out. And that's a lot of what I do, right? I've done a lot of forensics and then architecting. And then, when people ask me what kind of jobs they'll look for, you could kind of go two paths. One, you could start out with the general IT path and look at going into service or help desk and starting your process from there. Or you could look at entry level security jobs where you're kind of the person managing the security software, where other people are doing the forensics or the malware analysis, or the threat hunting and things like that. And they tell you what they need done. Like they'll say, "Hey, Garcia, I need this thing blocked." And then you go block that in the firewall policy, right? So, and that will help you learn more about cybersecurity too. You'll be getting paid for that entry level job, but you'll also be learning more, and then that'll give you the opportunity to kind of pick the path you want to go. That's how I started out. I started out by just managing security software and people telling me what I needed to do in it. And out of that, I learned, I liked helping people do this, so I went into consulting, right? So now I help, Fortune 500, 1,000 plus, I business com major companies all around the world, and I help them do kind of the same thing. I help them figure out how they need to set up those security solutions and how they need to set up their security operation centers, or how they need to, you know, all sorts of different things. I think we just had, hey, Cynical, I'm going to invite you up, man. But does that help you, Garcia?
Yeah, yes, that's great help. I look at your site and okay. See your documents and start from there. Yeah, so I started maybe with some hard topics on my own. I got a book on Introduction to Cryptography. I started looking on how private keys were generated and how public mm-hmm. keys were generated from there, and just study that and see, you know, the math. I like the maths about that, and I don't know, it was quite fun learning about it. So yeah, did you think that helps understanding? Because I started like digging into Bitcoin, like seeing how it really really worked in a deep level. So I started like trying to verify for myself the things I was reading, how actually the keys work, how you derive one key from another one, and just like having a plan of to understand completely or on a greater level how Bitcoin works. And then I catch up with the thing about security and cybersecurity, of course, and that was really really interesting. So I got cool. hooked up. I also I bought the book from Snowden also. And it was like a great combo in a couple of days, and I got hooked in that. So
yeah, well that's great, man. Yeah, and check out my YouTube page too. It again, that's just if you go to YouTube and look up at EpochSec, you'll find it. Two things about that. One is here soon I'll be doing a series on people like going over it, getting into cybersecurity. Also be doing a bunch of other things like the guy up here on stage right now, Cynical, we just did a video together for showing how people set up their own VPN WireGuard, right? And I'll be sharing that here sometime soon. So be doing different things like that. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to get knowledge out there, but, you know, since you're up here talking to me right now, you could definitely use the stuff I put out there too to help you along that journey.
Yeah, great. Thank you. I'll take those out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Cynical, how are you doing today, man?
Okay, thank you. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
Much, man. I didn't really have a topic today, but I wanted to set off an hour to see if anybody needed anything, so I started up the space. How's your weekend going?
I guess I'm kind of fortunate. I'm mentoring Cutie in cybersecurity. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, cool, man. Cool. So I guess that's going pretty well, huh?
Yeah, she went to DEF CON last year with a bunch of my homies, and she works DevOps already, but she wants to get more into capture the flags and things like that. So I was like, yeah, I got you.
Nice, nice. I'm always bad at capture the flags. I never win them. I don't know.
Yeah, me either. Yeah. Because there's no real life problems there. It's all jumping through made up hoops for the purposes of learning a concept. But
that's a good point. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because usually they're structured in a way that's not like, I don't know. They could be structured a lot better for, like you said, real life use cases, right?
And that's how I learn best is the real life use cases that come about. You know, like for example, the first. Oh my gosh. No. Sorry, I got a call there. My bad.
Okay.
What was I saying?
The real life use cases and or learning and.
For example, the first level of try hack me is like. Okay, so you nmap scan the box. You figure out which services it runs, and then you've got to like spoof your user agent and get something else, and then that leads you to brute forcing the FTP, and then on the FTP, there's like some pictures with files hidden in them via steganography, and I'm like, this has never happened to me in, you know, 14 years of cybersecurity. I've never gotten in somewhere and been like, I bet you they're hiding all the important things inside JPEG. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's not, yeah. Yeah, that's true, man. I mean, I kind of a different point to make, but kind of along the same lines. That's how I learned too. I'm like, you know, I have a problem I want to solve. Like, I'm not doing this thing and I want to do it, so I start figuring it out. Or I have a problem, or I break something. And you know, that's really, man, that's probably how I've learned most of the things over my time, is just breaking stuff and figuring out how to unbreak it, right? Yeah, I don't know. Or just and getting involved in things. Like when I got involved in forensics, man, I knew nothing about forensics. I just jumped, yeah, you know, nosedived into it. And boy, was that some rough stuff, man. But I learned a lot from it, though.
Yeah. I mean, there are practical ways to apply what you learn in a CTF, but only for levels that have to do with memory manipulation and stack stuff and actual application layer security or insecurity. I mean, learning one buffer overflow on even an intentionally vulnerable program is going to give you the concept for buffer overflows in other programs. Hopefully. You know, hopefully you can take that information from where you learned it and apply it anywhere else. But there's just a disconnect in a lot of people's mind. They're like, yeah, I can do CTFs, but when it comes to real world stuff, I have no idea what I'm doing. And that's kind of, cybersecurity is a pain, but it's awesome.
I have a question for you, Cynical. So you and I come from, you know, different backgrounds in terms of how we got to where we are and the knowledge we have in cybersecurity. So I was just talking to Garcia, and you know, I wrote up a document and I plan on doing some YouTube stuff on it, but on kind of like getting into cybersecurity and things you can do to start learning the fundamentals and the basics. But I'm kind of curious what you would say on that. Like, if someone said, hey, I want to get into cybersecurity, where do I start? What might be some random things you would say about that?
Find cybersecurity people in whatever medium you're comfortable using, via Twitter, via Slack, via IRC, and start asking questions. The majority of cybersecurity professionals love questions, and they're happy to answer them. And if you run into somebody that's not friendly when asked a question, that guy's just a jerk. The other thing I would say is learn some form of computer language, whether it's Python, C, Assembly, Rust, Perl, PHP, etc., etc., etc. Any coding language is better than none. Learn how to write a batch file. Who cares?
Yeah, yeah, I would say Bash and Python, definitely great ones there.
So the other thing is your basic things. I mean, even though it's user edited, Wikipedia is a great resource for answering a lot of technical questions about algorithms. It can really answer a lot of questions about a number of things. Anything from computer science to politics to theory to mathematics. And the number one thing I would say is, do not be afraid to read. You're not going to learn anything if you're not willing to read. Get a book, get a PDF, get an article, get an e-zine, get something and read it. Because this stuff is hands-on, but you have to learn the concepts first. And you're not going to do that simply by asking questions and getting answers. You have to read it and apply it.
Yeah, I would say, well, ChatGPT, man, right? No, I'm kidding. No, but I would say, yeah, you're right. Like, you know, and just to that point, what happens a lot of times is people see a topic or an article or discussion about something they know nothing about, so they avoid it, right? Well, I would say, don't do that. Instead, read that article that you know nothing about and you don't understand anything in that article. That's fine. Read it. then pick things out of the article and branch off from there and go. Bob talks about PGP in some article and you have no idea what that is. Go look it up and figure it out. You know, so yeah, just find that article that you know nothing about or whatever, or that video, pick things out, go learn it, come back to that article and start piecing it together, things like that, right?
And the other thing I will say is you don't need to spend thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars for training courses or tutorials. The information is there, and you can find it. You just need to know where to look and what terms to use when you're searching for it. And like I said, asking questions to people that are already in the field is a great way to learn. I really recommend having, you know, 4 or 5 security professional friends, you know, people that do cyber for a living, just to, you know, when they're not busy, bounce questions off them, get answers to the questions that beg you the most, and continue to expand upon that as your learning field.
Yep. Surround yourself with people like that. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. YouTube, man, honestly, I mean, I can't tell you how many things I've learned off of YouTube because I just didn't know something. I mean, you know.
I mean, there's an entire network security channel, not sponsored, but I mean, Network Chuck.
I was just talking about Network Chuck. He is the man, dude. He knows all. I learned so many things from that guy. Not to interrupt you, man, but.
And I mean, I may one of these days put together a curated list of sources for these sort of things, whether it be links to a YouTube channel, whether it be links to tutorials, PDFs, training materials, that sort of thing, because a lot of people want to get into it, but number one, they don't know where to start, and number two, they're kind of still stuck in the cybersecurity for nerds mindset. And that's not the case, because the longer this society evolves and gets smarter, the more things are digitized and connected to the internet. So computers aren't going anywhere. The best thing you could do is learn them because that gives you an edge in society as it evolves.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I was just looking through my list I was going to name a few other people, but I watched so many darn videos I can't find any other good recommendations right now. But yeah, like Cynical said, if you guys want to learn some cool stuff, go watch Network Chuck. Dude's amazing. What else? Yeah, and then also, I mean, by you all being involved in the crypto sphere, right? The crypto world, the cryptocurrency field, right? There's a lot of the thing is, a lot of the things that people are doing in blockchain are already existing cybersecurity, cryptography things, right? Things that have already been used for a long time, like ECDSA, right? Bitcoin uses that, and now Cardano is going to be using it, right? I think it was pushed off a little bit, so for the next hard fork, I think, is when that'll be implemented, right? But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things in blockchain that are already have been used for quite some time in the traditional world, right? So, you know, that I do that a lot. Like, I get involved in a community or in something that isn't directly related to my field, but is indirectly related, right? And I pick up more things out of that. Like, by being in blockchain, you know, I did it, honestly, I was not that great at Linux before. I've gotten a lot better at it because of that, or, you know, so I guess just a couple of points there, right?
I mean, I can operate it, and I'm a stateful operator, and, you know, I do my pen testing and my security assessments and things all via Linux, but my daily driver is Windows for a reason, and that's because I don't, you know, I don't want to be in a terminal 16 hours out of 18 hours I'm on the computer.
Right. Yeah, that's very true, man. That's very true. Hey, Omari, I see you're here listening to us. If you have any InfoSec or CyberSec related questions or anything, you're welcome to hop up. I've already been here about 54 minutes. I'll probably be here about another 5 or 10 minutes and then go head off and get my old butt in bed soon. But Yeah, if you have any questions in the meantime, just request to speak and I'll let you up. Yeah, so Nicole, it's gonna be probably a little bit longer before I put that video up. I just need to felt like it was weird putting that video up before I put up any other basic videos, so I'm trying to get up a few basic stuff and then lead into that WireGuard video, but
No, I understand. And then with the editing and everything, because that was a jumble. Like the anyway.
hey, we could talk offline if you want to give it another shot or something to redo it. Maybe we can. I don't care, but or we could. I think the video is fine, honestly, man. I mean, it was good content in there, and but yeah, I'm so bad at editing videos too.
Most of it is just me going, "Oh, that's broken."
Hey, but you got it working though, and we showed that, right? So, you know. And it's really easy, right? Like I watched you go through it, and I think when people watch it, if the thing is, you're gonna watch a video on something, and you're not going to know how to do it, right? You're gonna have to go try it yourself and work through your own issues and bugs, and right? So,
Play, watch, pause, type, play, watch, pause, type.
right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't. There's been very few times where I've watched an instructional thing, whether it's reading an instructional document or an instructional video on doing something, and then I go do it and it works exactly the way it's supposed to. It doesn't happen like that, right? There's always something weird that I run into that the other person didn't run into, right? So, yeah. Always.
I was really kind of hoping Amari would jump up here. I was reading his bio. He looks deadly. Kind of
Oh.
want to get him up here.
Let's see if I can. Let me see. Amari, I'll invite you up and see if you come up. Yeah, I just sent him a request, so. Actually didn't. It's hard when I'm on these spaces look at profiles, so I didn't do that yet. Oh, cybersecurity enthusiast, huh? Okay. Future protector of the digital realm. That is interesting.
Hey guys, sorry about that.
No
Oh, hey, how
problem,
are
man.
you?
Hey, doing good. Just listening on you guys. I mean, you guys are giving some good pointers and stuff. And I'm mainly a student now, so I got a lot of learning to do and kind of mapping out the best approach to getting into cybersecurity officially. I'm currently working. Hopefully, I can get on with Boeing. They have a really good cybersecurity program. They just released not too long ago. So, like, I can't remember who mentioned it, but whoever that was that said it's all about that hands-on experience and combining that with getting into some tech pubs and, mixing it in and trying to read it for yourself and figure it out. That was really good because that's all I've been running into lately.
If you're already doing that, then you're already off to a better start than 90% of people that get into this, because they get in, they're like, okay, I watched the movie Hackers. I want to rule the world. How do I do
Right.
That's awesome, Omari. I hope you get on with them. Yeah, that's a good solid company to get with. Yeah. I mean, if you ever need any guidance or pointers or anything, reach out to one of us. Willing to help you out anytime.
Okay, thank y'all.
Cynical knows a lot of crazy things. He's super duper knowledgeable. And then, I've been in the cybersecurity profession for well over a decade too. So, yeah, willing to help you out anytime you need anything. Are you involved in the crypto community too, or no?
Trading standpoint, not from an actual What?
I'm sorry, I might be rugging.
Oh, I'm here. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. But yeah, just mainly from a technical standpoint. Well, not a technical standpoint, but research. I've tried trading some crypto here and there and just looking at like some blockchain techniques and maybe what that career industry would look like. I know somebody in the group mentioned that a lot of this stuff, it's like, you know, age old techniques like cryptography and stuff, and it just kind of overlaps. So it's not necessarily, you know, just because somebody's in cybersecurity doesn't mean it's completely unrelated.
Yep, indeed. Yeah, that's what we were saying. Yeah, there's a, you know, blockchain has a lot of new technology and the methods and the way they're doing things. But yeah, there's a lot of tools and methodologies already existing and, you know, well implemented worldwide that, you know, the blockchain leverages, right? Or blockchain technologies leverage. Well, cool. Omari, also, I don't know if you were here when I was telling Garcia, but Cynical here again, he's an expert in this area, and then, you know, I've been in the field a long time too, but we also run stake pools in Cardano, and work in that, or, you know, dabble in it, and however you want to put it. I have, if you do want any support, you could check out my website, epochsec.io, or my YouTube channel. It's brand new, so there's only a few videos on there, so nothing amazing yet. But so currently, there's a lot of other better people to watch out there. But yeah.
Well, yeah. I'll
anyway,
it you know, it's always cool. Somebody's always got something to learn from.
Yeah. Just like I was saying earlier, Cynical here and I did a video together on setting up WireGuard, and today I haven't posted that yet, but I'm going to. But today I just posted my first video of a series I'm doing on general OS hardening. So it's a lot of basic level stuff for Linux and Windows, but I'll sprinkle in some more complex things in there for people too. But yeah. Well, I'm about closed up on time here, but hey, Cynical, or anybody up here really, I wanted to ask you what your thoughts are on Google Forms. I was just kind of a random arbitrary question, because I was looking at it this morning, right? I was reading some stuff that happened, right? And Google Forms, just like anything else, is another vector for bad actors, right? But I was reading up on some of the things they were doing today, and it's interesting because so many more people are using Google Forms now, which is a form with input, simply put, right? A form with input fields hosted on Google servers, right? So, you know, I've been seeing a lot of malicious attacks and bad actors out there leveraging that, you know, sending people emails or social engineering, trying to get people to load up a Google form and click a link, right? All that jazz. But
just another phishing exercise. I'm partial to BASS myself, but you know.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's really all it is. Yeah.
I think they're using Google Forms because they lack the technical knowledge to write HTML front end with some like CGI or PHP in the background to take input, and it's already there for you. So just generate a form, you know, type your questions. It makes it easy to build a basic phishing engagement, and you know, you should always be weary when you're using when the project you love starts using Google Forms. Be weary and watch the URL very closely.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you're right, man. I mean, it's really just like anything else, right? Watch the URL. You know, be careful before you click anything, right? I say that all the time. I tell people, if you're not sure, just don't click any damn thing. Don't touch it. You know? You know? But most of the attacks out there, ransomware in large businesses, all the way down to, you know, Bob and his home computer getting compromised. Would I be crazy to say 95% of these, you know, businesses and individual compromises come from someone just accidentally clicking a link, just getting socially engineered or spear phished, right? I mean, that's almost, I would say that's the majority of them, right?
And small businesses are especially vulnerable because they're focusing on running the business. As long as the computer turns on and everything works great on the surface, small businesses don't necessarily have the money for a cybersecurity infrastructure, a cybersecurity team. So, and, you know, especially being a small business with maybe one, two, maybe five employees. When business is slow, what are you doing? You're browsing the internet. You're looking at memes. You're bored. No one's coming in that day. Maybe you click something you shouldn't have. Maybe because it's only you five guys or you two guys or you guys and three girls, you know, it's one of those things where maybe the software isn't all up to date. And unfortunately, you don't even have to do anything with a lot of these older vulnerabilities because if they're not patched, there's infected hosts on the internet just scanning for them. Simply being connected to the internet is enough. So it really comes down to making cybersecurity a part of the foundation of your business. You don't have to deal with being compromised in the future if when you started in the first place, you made sure everything was up to snuff.
So very true, man. So very true because, you know, they're not small businesses, you know, also don't have the, like you said, they don't really have the money to also to throw at having a security team or things like that. And, you know, and then you also have the whole completely different conversation, but the remote working from home, the remote, you know, the remote conversation, you know, how are your employees managing their home network? You know, do they have that segmented off from, you know, have a VLAN to it? You know, to another network that they're using for accessing your company's, you know, resources, you know, all sorts of things, like, right? But
the answer to that question is they're not.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So when COVID hit and everybody was forced to work remotely, and we've seen the uptick in people working from home and the downtick in people actually commuting to the office, particularly through the lockdowns. The amount of cyber time and the amount of ransomware profit, the, you know, the cyber espionage groups and various malware, ransomware threat actors, the profit margins for these boomed by 10 to 20 fold because everyone's on their computer. And I hate to say it, but, you know, if grandma is like an intake person for, like, a secretary that marks appointments down on an Excel spreadsheet, she's probably playing some online game when she's bored, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That very convincing looking phishing email, especially when SolarWinds happened and the Microsoft ISS servers started getting absolutely pummeled, a lot of phishing emails went out that were completely indistinguishable from legitimate emails. So it really is all about due diligence because all you have to do is be late one time, you gotta mess up one time, and that's it. You're had. And it's a scary thing. So due diligence is the most important thing I can say.
Yeah, man, you said it all. I really don't have anything good to add to that. I mean, you're dead on, right? You just reminded me of you know, when COVID hit and everybody started working remotely from home. And that other thing too was Zoom, right? Where people didn't realize, you know, just as simple as disabling the option for people joining or authenticating people to join when they requested to join, and people would join the meeting, get privileges in there, and then just kill the meeting, right? And just nonsense like that, right? But that was funny. Yeah. Anyway, it's 7 p.m. here my time. It's Sunday, so I'm going to get out of here and go relax. But I appreciate all of you guys joining. And,
All right, then, man. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it. Omari, we'll be in touch, man. Hit me up anytime you need any help with anything. I'd be happy to help you learn.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Cynical. And thank you, Amari and Garcia. And I hope you all have a great rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. See you later.
See you for now.
See y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank you.